What up, world? Welcome to Africa Very Special. ABS keeps you locked in to the best sounds from in and around Africa for a whole hour. So you're going to be listening to stuff from East Africa, West Africa, North Africa, okay. South Africa, whatever part of Africa you're from, we got a sound for you. So keep it locked to ABS and make sure you don't touch it, because if you do, where you going? Where you going? It's about to be a vibe.
Go. I keep it turned to Africa Very Special. Tune in.
All right, here we go. Chukwutaya Tune, and that means welcome in Ugandan language. I do not know how to say goodbye yet, but we'll find out during the course of the show. Now, welcome to Africa Very Special, the show that has brought you great entertainment in the African diaspora so far. The musical story and everything in between. Now, of course, guys, this is the third episode, and I love that you guys have showed this love so far. You know, thank you so much for following us on Instagram. Thank you to all the artists, you know, who have been coming on the show. And of course, thank you to all the, you know, ABS freshmen who are keeping it pop and keeping it fresh. Now, of course, we have some segments here, and we'll be dispelling them when we come back from this break. This is Africa Very Special. Jamal.
What's up, continent?
Burna Boy wins 63rd Grammy Award.
You are savage. Delivers mind-blowing performance on SNL. If it's happening, then we're right in the middle of it. People, stories, you name it. It's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
On Africa Very Special.
Powered by Pop Central TV.
It is time for What's Up Continent, and what that means is I'm telling you what's happening across the continent. East, North, West, South, and whatever places that are on the cardinal point. But of course, we're starting with Mr. Easy. Mr. Easy has put out a really interesting short film, and it's titled The Dawn. Now, this particular project is directed by Babs, and it kickstart with Mr. Easy, you know, in a transportation scene, prison transportation scene, and then he moves on to get, you know, he escapes, right? He escapes freezing, and he returns back, you know, to his cabal where he's the Don. And this time around, there's a bunch of kids, you know, getting tattoos, you know, writing The Don, and it's just like really crazy. I mean, it's a short film, it's supposed to be abstract. I love the feel, I love his sonic and musical output when you look at, you know, the visuals. And like I said, it's produced by Killer Tunes and E. Kelly, so hand in hand, and directed by Babs. I like it, I think you should check it out. And of course, that's what's up on this part of the continent. See you guys later.
I did done and I paid my price. I'm living like I'm in paradise. All of the girls say me sweet and nice. Oh yeah, soon balaja make a throw tonight. Man, I did done and I paid my price. I'm living like I'm in paradise. All of the girls say me sweet and nice. Oh yeah, soon balaja make a throw tonight. Oh yeah, wind down low, go le bobo, baby. Toba wa on my bobo, baby. So for one for you, bobo, baby. Multi boro, oh yeah, wind down low, go le boro. Go bow on my boro, so for one for you, boro. Multi boro. So many things we are what do, yeah. And if you down, I go call up my guys, we go come true, yeah, yeah. The money day for the bondo. And I go give you so day, you go beg, say it don't do. Man, I did done and I paid my price. I'm living like I'm in paradise. All of the girls say me sweet and nice. Oh yeah, soon balaja make a throw tonight. Man, I did done and I paid my price. I'm living like I'm in paradise. All of the girls say me sweet and nice. Oh yeah, soon balaja make a throw tonight. Oh yeah, wind down low, go le boro, baby. Toba wa on my boro, baby. So for one for you, boro, baby. Multi boro. Oh yeah, wind down low, go le boro, baby. Toba wa on my boro.
What's up, continent?
Welcome back to What's Up Continent. Now, the news story is TikTok signs multi-territory licensing deal with South Africa, and this gives them access to use a lot of songs legally in the diaspora. Now, of course, it also goes along to say that music typically go hand in hand with TikTok, and in the past year, especially in the past year thanks to social isolation, the video platform has become an avenue for inducing hits through trends, music discovery, and revitalization of older songs from the past. Over the last year, TikTok has signed global licensing deals with the big three record labels, Universal, Warner, and Sony, enabling users legal access to songs from these labels, vast catalogs where artists and labels earn money from song usage and views. With expansion to Africa, TikTok has just announced that they will be signing a multi-year licensing deal with South African Musical Rights Organization. And what this means is that artists who get, you know, their music used on TikTok will get, you know, or receive royalty payments regardless of wherever they are in South Africa. Now, of course, that's amazing, and I think that's a great deal. Africa has really expanded its, you know, reach when it comes to mainstream music. Afrobeat and all the other genres here in diaspora are going worldwide, and we love it, and we're here for it. All right, this is the last story in What's Up Continent, and it is very special to me. Now, Ten Is For You from the Wonderland album has returned to its spot number one on Turntables chart. After a brief break from its 5-week streak at number one spot on the weekly Turntable Top 50 chart, Ten Is For You makes a comeback this week while bumping off Yaki and Amarley's Forever remix for its 6th week at the top. This week, the song trailed 31.11 million radio airplay audience impressions, down 7.3%, 8.0 million TV airplay audience impressions up to 6.78%, and 1.4 million equivalent streams, down 11.11%. Talk about a wowzer on number one. Justin Bieber happens to be the only non-Nigerian artist who has appeared twice on Turntable's Top 50 chart, and this is a big deal for Tenny the Entertainer. Wonderland is an amazing album, and it's done so far so good, and I didn't think it was even going to do that well because, you know, there's a bunch of other albums here that are killing it. But that's all we can take here on What's Up Continent. My name is Roshine, and if you stick around, we're now going to Culture Vulture, where we'll be having conversations with Kida Kids. Stay tuned.
Let me hear you holler.
Whether it's Top East, West Africa, or North, Soundcheck has got you covered on all the biggest tracks from Africa.
Very special.
Hi guys, welcome to Soundcheck, and this is where we're soundchecking all the sounds across the continent. We're starting with East Africa. Now, of course, we're starting with one of the key players in East Africa. His name is none other than Tremu. Now, Tremu is a 16-year-old Kenyan superstar, and he's, you know, titled this one Zubi Zoo. And he's partnered up with AJ Barracuda. Pretty gangsta style, pretty classic, and everything in between. Let's check it out. It's Soundcheck, and this is East Africa. We'll be right back. Cue.
On the beat.
Katiba inafatwa kama moja kasunda wezi sikika buda ngata hini ya wale wote nikisota mliskata niko mafutani kakitungu juu ya frank pan sosi ya mami starry nina verses kama chapter fanya for the numbers mini fanya for the culture mwibo na jidunga utadhani ya kiupancha riba mtani mino pinji wa majanta monge kwa na bus kaka miti ziko tifi na nimbichi kimajani kakondani unanikanja na shingi kiras kiri ya miti chini ya maji wensha piki una hit na unashindo kinitacha cheki kuo moka bila sponyo benefactor cheki yo glow pala insta for in after cheki chaki uji motivate na mangoko backstage wana suka bonsa entry kuni tafta
Buddha cheki dreams, Buddha cheki vision yima cheki stream, me go on a mission pull up in a scene, get the money, repetition siko hapa for the moment, kuchachisha for a season cheki Buddha nina scheme, strategy precision cheki kwenye screen, cheki execution na sita fadhali haki yangu no permission na sibishi wa kikwana nina vunja kwa lazima keep sleeping on me
Zubi 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 zoo Wabi super Zubi 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 zoo
Tunakafunga
Wacha walale
Wakaokota
Tukombo kama gizana
Hazubi low key
Rada kawochi
Wame zuba
I'm talking young Issa I pray you live forever Wishi maisha kama tisa Kijana paka power Kijana ana
Let me hear you holler
And welcome back to East Africa. We're still taking a lot of songs from it. We're now moving on to another song. It's called Dale 999 and it is a bop. I love it. Very ghetto song. Let me tell you something. The Kenyan ghetto can get really messy. And there's actually, you know, a community of boys in there that actually make music. It's a clan on a society of music that has started, you know, it's to form its own heartbeat and it's on its way to mainstream. Now, of course, I'm talking about none of that than Waka Music featuring Zero Sufuri. Yeah, it's actually hard to pronounce. It's called Sufuri. And they've titled this one Dale 999. We'll check it out when we come back. It is still East Africa.
Because the child is born in Italy, the child's name is registered in your passport.
Ati nine, bogi mekuja na madiza tumejipinda tumejiweka kwa line ni kubangwa ingwai. Apu kichezu utashikwa time, bogi kasirika kichapo ni sevile na dine die why. Kani vitu nataketa biduku na gang, chuka ni kwa kachini simocha gameni men. Kani kupita miupita ni kani na chachu vile moki mbiza mbeo za nyika ni kama sina friends. Au bambika na chakula na pika, wanashuka wezi fika mali na fika. Ni ite bato lio mwito ndaitika, na kani kolabo itabidi bay umefika.
Vile na pachika niko osi mindo doki. Vile na katicha miwa sibe bangi mboi. Niku pokin vile na kujana noti. Niku kwa jean kama silipi stoki. Hini kati ni vile na mwaganga njoti. Ebu kachin ucheki vile na kuchoki. Na kuudhi vile na kula na suti. Na kukill kill wezi chomoka na kiki. Niku drill deal nataka kukwa pididi. Niku short kill apa tuchukwa ngi pitri. Niku sweaty vile miwa kula beating. Niku teisa hii vile na chomo uka.
Let me hear you. Okay, and we are back. It is still East Africa, and I'm very excited to let you in on this particular song that I found. It's in Nairobi, Kenya. Now, when I tell you that there's a clan of upcoming, you know, rad sound, and I'm not gonna call it ghetto anymore, I'm gonna call it rad. Because it's really cool, it's really awesome, but it's also very, you know, rigorous. It's like these guys are brutal with the sound, and I like it. This one's actually by Wakandali. Wakandali is a musical artist, and he's titled this one Siwa Saida, which means G-Pin in Nairobi, Kenya, Swahili. Now, we'll check it out when we go. Right now, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's a sound check, and this is your Easter.
Finyo ka snitch, nigga sis, itlidhani we ni G. Midday to ski, pale white team, make one kigada streams. Sit na mwagika, nyimna drip, mkitrip, shuna champ clean. Around sa tisa, nazmelipuka, suicide ako isili. Usigat trees, kama uplant, kuplant shit. Excuse me miss, my name is Slim, na napenda yo slit. Najua ni six, lakini siyezi mind kuingia na wezo street. Still, tuingie D, tugote wa zing, tupewe G na jing. Uslete feelings bra, si udeal tu na logic. Na bitch yo piga mbra, so I deal for robbing. Utapini wako iyo wall, ukimblay ni short kasoni. Nairobi na drill, na fuck watu waoni. Wrong jit na fiatua, tukifatua na magagula. Monski dripping steady, ukimpata msho na mtafta. Na rule vi heavy, lives a Mazda, saini tractor. Lives a Glock, kashkia shotgun. Niko na wasi amejipini vitu refu kutoka hip makani. Galde mako Stefan na daika se, tuwa itingi shaiti. Apo kwa garden na suka eve, kumba napenda Saudi ya his, sit to chill. Bien dio curtain, si venye na sim to be. Niko na wasi amejipini vitu refu kutoka hip makani. Galde mako Stefan na daika se, tuwa itingi shaiti. Apo kwa garden na suka eve, kumba napenda Saudi ya his, sit to chill. Bien dio curtain, si venye na sim to be.
Wangapi wako on?
Wangapi?
Iyo ni urongo. Na siyezi perform, yo,
never.
Watwe jongo,
yeah.
Front ya Malboro bro na kumbe na uzanga koro. Mpatie mkono in case mnono adandie stoko.
Let me hear you, holla. We're taking 100 to 100. It's still the same energy here on Africa Very Special. And now we move on to West Africa, where I am. Where I'm actually, you know, bringing, so you're my visitors, you guys, all of you, you're welcome. You're really welcome. I don't have it somewhere around here. It's a landscape, you know, that's where we are. That's our location. From Lagos, Nigeria, I'm talking to you all across the globe and the continent as well. We're starting off with Rema. This one already has 3.1 million views on YouTube. one week ago, and he's definitely one of the, you know, artists that's making Afrobeat an international export, one of the biggest international exports for the entertainment industry here in Africa. So go check this one out, Sidu Bounce by Orema. When we come back, it is still Africa Very Special on Soundcheck, where we're checking all the sounds in and across the sub-Saharan African continent. We'll be right back.
Now do the beat, Jazzy. Another bang.
Since they dropped this love song, and it already has granted 1.3 million streams on YouTube. We're talking about none other than Somebody. It is by Perrezy featuring Davido. Now, Perrezy has been putting out a bunch of interesting bops so far, from Salty Love by Perrezy featuring Fireboy DML, and all the other songs in between that, you know, has really been a great bop. I just want to say impressive. Let's check out Somebody Baby by Perrezy featuring Davido, the iconic duo. We'll be right back.
Say we be guys. Wait, so you get somebody, eh? You be somebody, baby. So you get somebody, eh? So you be somebody, baby. As you don't know, I don't think you guys fall like it. It's the make a gun shall I, yeah. I buy umbrella, ella. As you don't know, I don't think.
Let me hear you holler. Okay, welcome back from that one, Somebody Baby by Perrezy featuring Davido. Now, we're moving on to more interesting stuff. This one is Emotions by Baj. Now, I love the repeated, like, you know, loop at the beginning of the song. You know, you're messing with my emotion. That's like a very catchy line, and I just like how Baj, you know, just figures out a way to make his, you know, emotions, or play around with his emotions, whether it's messy, whether it's, you know, toxic. Because when you watch this, you can see that it's a bit of toxic relationship going on, and just a love story, to be honest. So of course, let's check this one out. It is Emotions by Baj, and you trust Baj to bring the energy in the music when he comes through with that sonic sound. We'll be right back. This is the last one on Soundcheck.
It's crisp with the drum of mine.
See, I got 99 problems. And I'm me and you go fit solve them.
And I'm me and you go fit solve them.
Tell me, baby, why you acting so insecure? Judging me by the things I did before. Don't talk, you go say you won't come up, then you go slap it up. You are messing with my emotions, emotions, my emotions. Say you're messing with my emotions, emotions, my emotions. Say you're fucking with my emotions, emotions, my emotions. Say you're fucking with my emotions, emotions, emotions.
Give me love, never take it back. Cause you know I will always come back for more. Always come back for more. You're killing me with this insecurity. Only you be my one priority. When you leave, you go cause calamity. When you leave, you go cause calamity. Cause calamity.
Welcome to Soundcheck, and now we are in SA, which means South Africa. We're kickstarting. Wait, hold on. Before we move anywhere, let me tell you something. This song, Let There Be No Cap, it is a bop and a half. And in fact, there's two bops or three bops. It could be three bops and a half. I love it so much, from the visuals, you know, to the aesthetics and the ambience. Let me tell you something. Afrobeat is the future. You listen to the drumsticks and the, you know, sonic sound in between. Just a merge of amapiano. You can almost feel, you know, some dancehall reggae vibe going in there. Some amapiano that's also very palpable. And then, of course, you have everything to crown it all up, which is Afrobeat. This one's by Scorpion King featuring Tresor. And I absolutely love it. It is titled Folashade. If you don't know what Folashade means, it's an indigenous Yoruba name, and it means, you know, use money as a crown. You know what that means? I'm trying as much as possible to make it simplistic. It just means use money, use cash as a crown. So I wear my money on my head. That's my crown. On that note, we're gonna take this one. It is Scorpion King featuring Tresor. When we come back, actually, I forgot to mention, already has gotten 238K streams on YouTube, and it's just 2 weeks old. We'll be right back. Let's check it out. Light on. welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me here on Soundcheck. I am super excited that you guys were able to listen to all of the gems that we have been able to provide in the sub-Saharan African continent. My name is Rashine, and this is Africa Very Special. Now, of course, if you want more here on Soundcheck, don't forget to tag me on all social media platforms and let me know what new song is fresh, banging, and on the hits. This is a platform where we tell the stories of music in Africa and everything in between. Don't forget to follow us at This Is Pop Central on Instagram and Twitter, Pop Central TV, and of course our live app, Popping My Pop Central, where the conversation is live there as well. Thank you so much for joining me here on Soundcheck, and on to the next one. You guys will see more content and more conversations as we go through and through guests and album watch. Stay tuned.
Hey, have you listened to this? It's Culture Vulture, Discovering Africa.
An Africa Very Special.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. This is Culture Vulture. You know what we do here? We find some of the most interesting artists and we put them on the highlight. Of course, today we're talking about none other than Kida Kudz. Kida Kudz is an amazing, amazing man. Let me start from the fact that he hails from IBCD and then moved on to the UK at 14 years old. Now, actually, his story is quite inspiring. You know, he's raised by his mom, just his mom. His father left him, a long time ago. And, coming from that, he was able to find himself on television, where he won a particular talent hunt show, and then he went on to do music in the UK. Now, he adds Afrobeat and some jiggy music pop in between, and that just makes his music really different and phenomenal. He's back in Nigeria and he's causing a major wave. He's undeniably talented. He's the father of two jiggy boys, and of course, he's just phenomenal. We'll check out Animalistic that by Kida Kudz. He's dropped this one 2 weeks ago now. Yeah, it's being on New and Pop on the show here in Pop Central and a bunch of other shows as well, like Daily Shift music shows. We're going to be checking out his interview on ABS Pit Stop, so look around for that. But first of all, let's check out Animalistic by Kida Kudz. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, have you listened to this?
Spiritualism, rhymes and rhythm. Animalistic, I'm a beast from within. Where you come from, what's your origin? Got a dream, but you're not committing. Bad fruits, better stop vomiting. Might forget, but I'm not forgiving. I just start in a comparison. Jumbo when I blew my medicine. Lock my head like a rasta. Shit, you know, see, Jesus Christ was a black man. They lied to us in many ways. They suffer us in many ways. Can't stop the pain that we don't face. So this anger never mistake. Dancing on the pain I will. Take all my worries away. Spiritualism, rhymes and rhythm. Animalistic, I'm a beast from within. Where you come from, what's your origin? Got a dream but you're not committing. Bad fruits, better stop vomiting. Might forget but I'm not forgiving. I just start in a comparison. Jumbo when I blew my medicine. Terrorism got us locked in prison. So many kids but they have no reason. I'm an eagle, I'm not a pigeon. African boy, I'm a proud citizen.
If it's on the watch list, then you should be listening. Album Watch, handpicked by us for you.
Another Africa Very Special. What's up? Yes, welcome back. This is Album Watch. You know what we do here? We pretty much, review some of the albums that, sometimes might be new, sometimes a little bit old, just. Let's get to see what the visage is, when we look at the album. We're starting off with Rema, and we're starting off with Rema Compilation. Now, Rema Compilation pretty much is the album that Rema put out, this year? Yeah, last year, this year. And two songs are on it that are really impressive, and I think that we should definitely, talk about. The first one that we're going to highlight, of course, is Iron Man. Now, Iron Man is one of those very sonic-oriented, Afrobeat songs. It has that xylophone drop in between, has the drums. I like the tempo, it's sick. It's very on brand for Rema, particularly because Rema started rapping before he actually became very mainstream. He started rapping in his car, and that's how he used to rap. So it's just like a bit of rap and some melody and, just a slow melody in between. You guys can let me know what you think about Iron Man as well, but of course we're gonna have some review coming up at unpopular opinion, so make sure to stay tuned for that.
If it's on the watch list, then you should be listening.
Because I got you gone, I did got you gone, baby. On my hand, because I know you got you gone, I did got you gone, baby. On my hand, because I know you got you gone. Let me give you love. You know what I want to love. Let me come and sing my song. I think you're dumb. Gonna make my team day long. Baby, come make daddy your iron man. You must to be my wine, you man. Baby, you must to be my fine tea, you man. Baby, come make daddy your iron man. Follow me, go.
Welcome back to Album Watch, and of course you know what it is. We're now moving on to our next album. This one is Afro Soul by World. World's an alternative artist, and he broke out, you know, in the early 2019-2020, that era, you know. And it was really amazing for him because, you know, when he broke out, that's when the alter cruise was really on its way. With the likes of Lady Donnelly, with the likes of Buju, with the likes of, you know, Odunsi the Engine, Santin, Fubi, and, you know, the other guys, Bosch, on the microphone. And it's really interesting to see that he's very fluid and very flexible. Aside from the fact that he's an alternative artist, he's also been able to dabble into some Afro Soul, Afro World, and Afro Fusion. And when we talk about that, we're talking about none other than Wayo. Now, Wayo is like a cry out song, right? It's a song that is really dedicated towards a girl and a relationship with a girl, actually. So when you listen to a song, what you're getting is like sonic sound tempo, and you're getting some drum beats in between as well, which represent Afrobeat, and some fella, you know, it's like fella but like with slow-mo. And so I like it. I like that. That's very creative.
I don't decrease.
on Africa Very Special.
Conversations here on ABS Pit Stop. Catch all the exclusives.
Welcome to ABS Pit Stop on Africa Very Special. Today we're going to be having conversations with Kidda Kudz. He's our guest.
First of all, I don't think my project is going to be based on dehumanizing black men, because in the song Animalistic, I was just picking out a few points of what I've seen or what I've experienced, you know what I mean? And it was more of like a bit of like religion, and also about educating our mind, and also about people that get locked up for no reason in jail, and also about like racial profiling. I saw like myself that I don't have to wear my t-shirt sometimes when I'm out in some countries. I know how I get looked at, you know, and it's not cool because I'm not what you think I am, you know what I mean? So I don't think it's based on that. Cultural influences, first of all, I got a big up Ebenezer Obey, I got a big up Aaron Ashola, I got a big up all the Fuji artists, because without them I wouldn't be this big, you know what I mean? So a mixture of all these people that actually influence the kind of music I make today. Like, shout out to my father for moving me to the UK to be able to like merge this and have a perfect blend called Afrojiggy, you know what I mean? So like Afrobeats, grime, rap, like American rap, also local music from Nigeria. That's the kind of sound that makes it, they all influence me. There's no backstory, there's a backstory to my music and my career, because obviously, like, I didn't just wake up and I started making music like this. It took me a long time to eventually find myself and find my sound to be able to stand out and say proud that, yeah, I make music. This is what I do. I'm a musician. So like, it's me growing up from Ibadan, moving to the UK. That's the only backstory I can talk about, but the growth is just something I can't explain. I think it's the hardest thing to do, is to balance core fans in Africa, in Nigeria, and balance your core fans again in UK, because I think I've lived like half of my age at the moment, like in both worlds, because so I've like a perfect balance of people that actually do love me in these countries, but Nigeria is where I'm from. I was born and raised here, so like, I always feel like I need to be here more than anywhere else. Everywhere else is like I can go there, but yeah, it's like where I really need to keep my foot grounded. So I don't know how to do it. I think it's magic, but shout out to all the members that still love me regardless, even if I'm not here sometimes when my music are out and I'm not even here to promote them. But shout out to the members, you understand? First of all, the Jigga Boys. Again, first of all, the Jigga Boys are perfect. They're fine, they're happy. They're in the UK right now. And balancing father with music is the hardest thing ever, because your babies need you more than your music. But I have to work so I can feed them. And guess what? After I leave the crib to feed my kids sometimes, so you know it's the hardest thing to do, but guess what, eventually there'll be time that I'll have to like go up and down, just be on my kids, and I can't wait for that time. And when they start growing older, they can be at shows with me. I don't have to worry about them, I miss them too much, they would just be next to me. So you know, to them, mobbing. What's going on, people? It's your boy Kidda Kudz. Shout out to Africa Very Special on Pop Central, you understand? Keep it up. Jiggy.
We have looked around, and here's what we found. It's Africa Very Special Freshman, discovering new African sounds, impressive tracks, impressive delivery. AVS Freshman.
Right, Karun Kenyon Superstar is on her way to an impressive track record as a what? Musician all across the globe. Karun actually is only 23 and she's already killing it. Let's start from Catch a Vibe, her recent song that has been topping charts and of course doing amazing stuff so far. Karun is actually one of those superstarlets that is carrying the entire narrative of Afro soul and everything Afro on her shoulders from the Kenyan region of the African continent. Now, of course, there's Catch a Vibe and there's also Here With Me, and I think you should both check it out. Both songs are amazing. She is on the highlight today on AVS Freshman. And what we do here is pretty much, bring some of the guys around the continent that are not so mainstream. I think Karun is really mainstream though. I just wanted to, highlight the fact that she's doing amazing. And of course, she's on her way to an amazing, amazing career in the music industry. So check out for Karun in the next 2-3 years, she just might be the next thing from Kenya, and I can't wait to see that. It's AVS Freshman, and thank you for listening to that. Enjoy Karun.
Frequency, get your
African creatives.
What do you want to know?
Have a chat with folks to put the magic together from inside out.
Africa Very Special. Damalo. All right, guys, welcome to Africa Very Special. Of course, I'm going to be having a chat with Ayotunde Bello, who is an amazing, amazing creative music director.
I mean, creative film director.
Exactly. That's what you are. All right. I'm chatting with Ayotunde Bello, and of course, he is a creative film director. Yeah, he produces film, and it's just really interesting to find that he's so young and so undeniably talented, because, of course, you'll be seeing some of his works, you know, as we have this chat. Now, of course, welcome to the show, Ayo. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm very hungry, Sha.
I know. Is it the munchies? Are you just regular hungry?
Yeah?
Is it the munchies, or are you just like regular hungry?
I'm regular hungry, bro. Like I was about to start eating before I saw your text, and then I just came on, man. So my food is ready for me in the microwave. Right?
Thank you for showing up. Either ways, all right. We're gonna start with you know, how it is working as a creative in the. How do I put it? Entertainment industry. And I don't like to call it the entertainment industry, right? I feel like it's so cliche when it says it's entertainment, but it's entertainment. You know, we provide, you know, people with, you know, joy. And that's what we do, and that's what you do. So I just wanted to know how has it been like, you know, working as a creative film director? When did you start officially working as a creative film director? And ultimately, just share with us the experience so far.
Okay, I think I started like 2018. in school. Yeah, I started in university, and then was with some of my guys in university. We used to make like short skits, short funny videos, short films that we used to share on Instagram and everything. And then with time, I started realizing that, okay, a lot of people like what I created. And then it just became serious. I started taking it very seriously like 2019, when I made my first short film, Mordi short film. And then the reaction from people, like the reaction that I got from making the short film, just made me realize that, okay, bro, you just have to take this seriously. Like, it's not just about you anymore. Like, a lot of people want to see more. You get a lot of people see you going far with this and everything. So I started taking it seriously. And last year, I got with a management company, Knight Media, which I work under now. And since then, it's just been up from there. Because I got out of school last year, and I got to now really focus on filming.
Nice. What school did you go to? So were you doing this like in what school? What school did I go to?
Hmm? Yeah, I went to Covenant University.
You know? All right. Okay, so you said something about like, you doing your first film or your first project, and everybody like went bonkers about it. Was that like a validation for you?
Yes, to be honest, yes, it was. I mean, before I made that film, I was basically doing like I said, short skit and like comedy type of stuff. Yeah. And then when I was going to make that film, I switched up to like, something serious, something like you have to just listen, something that like it's just life, like something about life, something serious, something that's not so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I kept and I saw the response, I was like, wow, I can actually do something serious. You get like I can do something serious that people will listen also. You get so
from so there, you just decided to channel and you just decided to channel that into like, you know, film directing and things like that. Mm-hmm. So would you say you are at the capacity to create like a whole film at this point? Because I know that I've seen you be very strategic about the way that you create. First of all, which you know could be right now, that Burna Boy Spotify video. I know you had some major impact in that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you know, a bunch of other projects that you worked on. I know you worked on a film for Mnet series,
Yes, still working on it right now.
I'm still working on it right now. And that's just like, but yeah. would you want to give us spoilers? What film is it?
The name of the series is Baby Drama.
All right.
And it's coming out 21st of April. That's next week, Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming 21st of April.
All right.
On Mnet Showcase, Channel 15 on DSTV. So it's about, I really love the story actually, because it's not something I've done before. I like testing waters and everything. It's about the struggles African women face when they're not able to like conceive, like have children. And it's about like business women trying to get kids, trying to please their husband, trying to please their bosses at work and stuff like that. Just like the different faces of a woman's career and everything. So
all right.
It's going to be fun.
Fantastic. You like that. So what's it like working with Burna Boy? Let's not even start with Burna Boy. What's it like working with musical artists? How many musical artists have you worked with so far?
So far, just Burna Boy, funny enough.
All right.
So far, just Burna.
So just tell us about the experience.
And what was it like working with Burna? Okay, first of all, one thing you need to know is Burna is nothing like people think he is, like the way he's on social media, how he talks on social media, how he acts on social media and everything. If you're going to work with Burna here and then he sees you like regularly and everything, he's going to start acting like, would I say like a baby somehow, like a child. He's just very, very playful.
So you just like very spirited and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, man. Those days, he comes to the studio, we'll tell everybody how far now, we'll give each other knock and everything. He's there with the producer. And then one moment he's there, another moment he has gone upstairs to play GTA or play. He's always just playing games, man. He's just always playing games, PlayStation games and everything. The experience for me was, that's very elite. And the experience for me was very life-changing because I got to realize that most of these artists, like, you need to actually give them their credits because these guys put in extra work, man.
Mm.
I mean, during the time we're filming the documentary for his album release, sometimes we'll be in the studio by We'll be in the studio from like 1 a.m. to 5. And he will not sleep. We'll just be there flexing, chilling with his mom, playing with his sisters, just, all of them just playing. And then when it's time to get serious, they settle down, listen to what the producers have to say, go back to back on cutting the music and everything. And for me, it was just, I was just like, wow, proud. I was like, wow, this people actually, like, they put in this amount of work just because of the music.
Wow, that's so amazing, bro. So, like, a lot of hard work, you know, having to commit, you know, to something and making sure
that,
you know, it comes to, like,
yeah,
it's a lot. And I can imagine, like, you know, so, like, speak to me about, like, your creative process, yeah? I don't know if you had any, you know, impact in Burna Boy's Grammy performance, but you saw that one, right? Did you have any?
Yeah. I made a documentary for that. Yeah.
Oh, you made a documentary for that. Oh, wait. So hold on. There's the documentary of the Grammy.
Yeah. There's a documentary of the Grammy performance, and then there's a documentary of his album.
Okay. That's crazy then. Is this going to be out soon, or is it already even out?
A bit of it's already out. Right. I actually don't know when the rest will be out. I can't say yet. I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right. Okay, then. Aya, thank you so much for joining me. Aya, how many African languages can you speak?
Do you know, I was thinking about this recently. I was like, okay, I can speak only, Yoruba, but I want to be able to speak Igbo, I want to be able to speak Hausa.
Yeah.
I want to be able to speak, what do they speak in Ghana? I want to be able to speak different languages, man.
I've forgotten something what that I Ghana, though. That's true. It's something I've forgotten. It's something with an E.
I really love to learn, man. Yeah. I feel like I don't know, it's just, language right now is a barrier, even in our creativity, you get. So if you can actually break that language barrier as a creative, you can actually work with different people from different cultures, like, and you understand them as a director, as a filmmaker, talk to them fluently and everything. It's able to break so much barrier as well. So yeah, it's something I want to learn.
I feel like, you know, that would really bridge the gap, because I'm thinking about it, right? You know, to be honest, it's sort of a thing that, you know, we really don't talk about like that when you look at the landscape of collaboration. When South Africans are going to collaborate with Nigerians or Ghanaians, I think now it's easier, maybe because creativity is sort of like the currency now, depending on how creative you can be. That's how they reach out to you. So it's like, you know, Omale and Diaki, you know, on a normal day, if they were probably speaking like very far apart languages, what would be collaboration there? How would they do it? So I feel like nowadays your creativity just like speaks for you and itself, you know, when you're like presenting your work. Mm-hmm. So right now, I think it's creativity that we all have, and you really need to push that, you know, and make sure that Africa, I mean, Burna Boy already bagged the Grammys, right? So that's
what I know, right? Like, yeah. Grammys, I was telling you, I'm like,
So are you like award, like a Grammy creative award director? Are you like, that's would what, you say you are that?
I would say I don't know.
would you say that? Because to be honest though, if you have done anything that contributed to the Twice the Store album, you sort of are, like, you know, the shit. Because, you know, you contributed. And that's what it is. That's what a Grammy does, really. You know, it's a contribution. Yeah. But yeah, thank you so much, Aya. Yeah. You're amazing.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us. And, of course, see you when we see you. Bye.
It was nice to see you, bro.
It was nice meeting
you.
Peace. It will be... From the show that brought you all the greatest entertainment here on Africa Very Special, which is Africa Very Special. Thank you so much for joining us today. And of course, see you guys, you know, the next fortnight, where we have more interesting, you know, dialogue, more conversations, more content, and more stories all across the continent. My name is Rashina Ifo. And if you are looking to follow us on Instagram, it is Pop Central on Instagram and Twitter, Pop Central TV. Don't forget, guys, it is every fortnight. It is anything that you would like for us to put on here. You can make a suggestion. Maybe we will look at it. But in the end, don't forget that we are the ones who deliberate, and we are the custodians of culture here. Thank you so much once again, and see you guys in 2 weeks, where, you know, the conversation is still live. and the memories are still sound.
Cheese.